producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I hope you guys are having a great, great start to your week. So a growing number of people are turning to these healthcare ministries to cover their medical expenses instead of buying the traditional insurance. And they say that this trend could actually threaten the stability of the Affordable Care Act. Now, these ministries operate outside the insurance system. They're not regulated by states, according to Fox News, and they provide a health care cost-sharing arrangement among people that have similarly held beliefs. The membership growth has been spurred by an Affordable Care Act provision allowing participants in eligible ministries to avoid fines for not buying insurance. Ministry officials estimate they have about 500,000 members nationwide, more than double the roughly 200 members before the law was enacted in 2010. The membership growth was largely unanticipated, they say, by ministry officials when the groups obtained an exception to the law. Only ministries in continuous operation since at least December 31st, 1999 are exempt from the ACA. Now, I guess the carve-out was intended to satisfy what at the time were relatively small religious groups that argued that their non-participation was a matter of religious freedom. But now some insurance commissioners are concerned that the ministries could put consumers at risk if bills aren't paid. The ministries are not overseen by state commissioners, which generally guard against unfair practices and ensure solvency. Now, this is also being reported in the Wall Street Journal. I haven't heard yet stories of people getting, I guess, shafted, let's say, and their medical bills not being paid. My concern, the only concern I have, so I haven't heard any of those stories. From what I'm understanding, you know, I mean, it sounds great in theory. The only thing I'm concerned about is once something gets big, then it has to turn into a business. Okay? I mean, I see this with foundations and charities. You know, I mean, we're trying to start a foundation, and once I found out all the thousands of dollars I have to spend in accounting fees and in taxes, you're like, well, wait a second, I want to raise money and have every dime go to charity. And then you're like, but who pays for all the logistics? Who pays for, you know, and the more I see how a charity has to work, I realize you got to run it like a business. And that's very frustrating because I don't want to think that I asked the family for $25 and that $25 had to go to a accounting fee and not a child that the charity is intended for. But that's the way things are run. Well, and have to be run, unfortunately, okay? Because, I mean, you need staff, you need the building, you need, you know, you need business, you need licensing, you need tax ID number, all that stuff. Well, same thing with running a 500,000, and I'm not, it's not just one running a 500,000 member healthcare program, but when we're looking at a, when we're looking at, you know, 500,000 members, and I guess that's more than double the roughly 200,000 members before the law was enacted. So when you're looking at 300,000 over the last 5 years, okay, that's a lot. That there's a lot of growth, okay? And then there's a lot of administration that needs to be done and a lot of more infrastructure. And then, unfortunately, with more infrastructure comes more bureaucracy. And what if many of these people are overspending than what is coming in? Now, what the idea I like behind it, okay, is, you know, you have a church group, okay, and they are going to, as a village, help take care of each other because they have a vested part in your health, okay? They'll have to spend more. And so seeing groups or subgroups help keep each other healthy to not avoid hikes, okay, could be very advantageous for a lot of people out there that don't have support. Okay, you know how expensive it is to get home health nurses and how expensive it is to deal with smoking-related illnesses? Well, you're a part of some of these groups where they will make sure that you don't smoke. I mean, they, you know, and again, I don't want to make it sound like somebody's individual rights are going to be trampled on, but, you know, you get these subgroups that are like, okay, good, look, we're going to make sure, you know, incentivize. Okay, guys, you know, depending on what you know, if you guys didn't spend X amount of money on healthcare or you made these good decisions, we're going to incentivize you with charging you a little bit less the following year or giving you guys a credit or a barbecue or something like that. I mean, there's things you can do. There's a lot of incentives you can do. Again, we don't want people to skip going to the doctor for the wrong reasons and meanwhile have high blood pressure, etc. But, you know, there are ways to do it which could be extremely helpful. And, you know, bravo for people having some ingenuity and some entrepreneurship to figure out how to take a $1,200 a month premium with a $15,000 deductible and turn it into, come up with a health plan that could help a lot of people. And then, you know, you find doctors that'll see, you know, the people within the group. Now, but as you see, it's the start of a new insurance company. Now, that's one of the things we do need. Okay, we have the big, huge, and I don't want to use the word monopolies because they aren't, but we have the big, huge insurance companies that everybody know of, and then they're the ones that are running things, okay? And I have to appreciably say they do, because again, I mean, you know, if my patients didn't have insurance, they could be screwed. So I'm grateful for whatever we have. But the big problem is we don't have enough small ones. There's not enough competition. The small ones can't exist. So they basically get weeded out of the market, okay? Because, you know, somebody who is desperate and really needs health insurance many times has medical issues. So the premiums they put in rarely equal the money they're taking out. And so it's unfortunately many of these smaller companies go bust. And so being able to see new competition be able to thrive and new companies, you know, be able to find ways to do it for cheaper will hopefully drive the market in new directions. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this was an interesting email I got over the break, okay? Nancy writes, in regards to the movie Concussion, why aren't parents charged with child abuse, she writes, when they put their child into contact sports that obviously hurts them? This should stop with the parents. She talks about the movie, and I don't want to talk about the movie and spoil it for some of you because you haven't seen it. But basically, the movie that has Will Smith. I did get to see the movie finally. You know, I mean, I had to get through Star Wars first. I had to see Star Wars first. Okay. It talks about Dr. Bennett Omalu. He was the neuropathologist and I guess the forensic pathologist who first discovered chronic traumatic encephalopathy (CTE). After performing autopsies on deceased Steelers players. Okay, and then apparently he has written an opinion piece for the New York Times arguing that children should not play football or other contact sports until they are of consenting age. So I guess that's where the Nancy is like, well, then are the parents liable for child abuse? This is a tough one, okay? According to Dr. Omohu, all right, okay, he says, over the past two decades, it has become clear that repetitive blows to the head in high-impact contact sports like football, ice hockey, mixed martial arts, and boxing place athletes at risk of permanent brain damage. Why, then, do we continue to intentionally expose our children to this risk? He writes, if a child who plays football is subjected to advanced radiological and neurocognitive studies during the season and several months after the season, there can be evidence of brain damage at the cellular level of brain functioning, even if there were no documented concussions or reported symptoms. Again, I don't want to ruin the movie, but I'm sure many of you guys understand that chronic traumatic encephalopathy is microscopic changes to the brain from repeated trauma that happened. And the movie does a very good job showing how that happens, okay? And I'm not ruining it for you. Obviously, it's about concussion, okay? I mean, they show a lot of hands in the movie, and you're like, wait a second, concussion, you'd see a lot more heads. But, you know, now, Bennett Omohu also notes that depending on the severity of the brain damage, the child could be at risk for symptoms of CTE like depression, memory loss, suicidal thoughts and actions, loss of intelligence, and dementia later in life. The disease is also linked to substance abuse in people over 20. He argues that if an adult decides to participate in harmful activities such as smoking or playing high-impact contact sports, he has the freedom to choose to do so. But he questions whether or not children who are not of consenting age are being endangered when allowed to play sports such as football. So according to him, he says children should be given the time to fully develop and receive education regarding the risk of playing football so that they can make their own decisions about participating in the sport. He says no adult, not a parent or coach, should be allowed to make this potentially life-altering decision for a child. Now, this is difficult because I come from a football family. And my grandfather played, son played, my father, he played soccer, would have played football if in his country it was as idolized as it was here. He would have been had a lot of speed. And, you know, if you saw my sons or pictures of my sons, that's how they're built. Okay, the big one is built like a linebacker. The other one is built like a receiver. And it's just, oh, we love football. I mean, we have been, but, you know, what I see these kids go through and what I see on the field does scare the hell out of me. And, I mean, the big dilemma that we all have is, I mean, football is a part of our culture, a very deep-rooted part of our culture. And these kids, okay, grow up wanting to play football. And it's funny because my husband didn't push it. Like a lot of dads, you would think, dude, you know, like, you know, we bought baseballs and basketballs and all that, but, you know, we didn't dress them up. We didn't, you know, try to perpetuate the goal of our kids becoming football players, you know, because he's a chiropractor. I'm a doctor. We were like, well, you know, I really don't like the injuries, let's try not to push it. So we did swim, and we did taekwondo, and we put them in baseball, and we put them in soccer. Meanwhile, the kids kept asking and kept asking for football. And the younger one, we kept out. Luckily, in middle school, I think they only have flag football. We did not do Pop Warner with him. We're like, you know what? You'll get your taste in high school, even though I was a little nervous that he wouldn't be ready. And then the older one went right in and loved it. But, I mean, you know, he was taking some hits. And I'm like, tell us when you want to stop. No, no, I'm not a quitter. And I'm like, no. We probably shouldn't have put you in to begin with. And so we as a family had been going back and forth with this as well. And mind you, the younger one will probably go to the same school. They're going to Bishop Gorman, and Bishop Gorman is known for their football. I mean, Bishop Gorman, just blows records away with their football history and, having a lot of friends and families that were part of the Bishop Gorman legacy. It's hard to ignore the football aspect. And I'm a girl. I couldn't imagine growing up as a boy. Okay, you know, with the ability and the physical ability of being for years told by family members and friends, you got a football build, you got a football build. Very difficult. We kept them out of football as long as we could. And they're getting to the age where they want it, they want it. So then we took them to concussion. And I was very impressed with the maturity that the boys showed. You know, and they were like, okay, that's kind of scary. Yeah, and I'm like, you know, look, okay, I hate to tell kids it's ultimately their decision, okay, because as a mom, I like to manipulate them to the point where they think they're making their decision, but I'm making it. But it just, I didn't want them to grow up the way I did, going, you wouldn't let me do this, you wouldn't let me do this, and I could have been somebody different, okay? I didn't want them saying that and accusing me of that. You know, well, you know, mom, you got to be a star. I wanted to be a star. The only way I could have been a star is with football. I didn't want them going through that. But I think they, you know, they realized, look, you know, I may not be a football, an NFL player, and so if I'm not even going to get that far, you know, why go through the trauma? And another thing that they looked at, which I was pretty impressed with my boys, is they didn't want to inflict trauma on another person. They didn't want to cause brain damage to somebody else. You know, my son Stone, he's big. I mean, he is. He's very muscular. He looks like daddy and then some. Big, I know. So now, any doubts? I always accuse my husband of him not being the father of my kids, but he knows. He can tell. You know, I mean, really muscular mass. You know, I do that when he makes me mad. And so, you know, my son doesn't want to hurt anybody. And it's tough. Now, what about you as a parent and Nancy's argument? You know, is it child abuse for you to put your kid into football? No, it's not. I really don't like using the term child abuse because, you know, if you guys have ever seen child abuse, that's, I mean, it's brutal. And I do not want to dilute that charge by any means because when parents are committing child abuse, they need the book thrown at them. So, you know, so allowing parents putting their kids into sports. But I really believe that there needs to be education. But here's the problem, okay? Dr. Malu's right in terms of, okay, you know, have the adults, you know, make the choice. These kids, however, you know, if you say, okay, well, let's educate the kids. Remember, I mean, the kids, they're thinking about high school. They're thinking about popularity. They're thinking about cheerleaders. They're thinking about, you know, and they're going to think that this didn't happen to them. Because many of them know, you know, professional football player, and he looks fine. Well, how do you know he's fine? Okay, does he really tell you everything that's going on? And it's funny because the concussion thing, we've always known that was a risk, but, you know, for Corey, my husband, I mean, he sees people with blown discs in the neck and the back and, you know, one of our cousins, 18 years old, just had back surgery from football. 18-year-old already having back surgery from playing football. And again, it's hard for me to say because I love football. We're going into the playoffs now. I live for football. Sunday, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, and like they say in the movie, NFL owns a day of the week. Wow. It's supposed to be God's day of rest, and we've turned it into football. And the NFL is so powerful, and it's such an industry, and there's jobs, and there's money to be made, and cities, you know, do well with their stadiums being the heartbeat of their city, that, you know, this is a very, very difficult thing to tackle, no pun intended. And I don't know what the answer is. As a doctor, I have to agree with Amalu. I mean, keep, you know, anybody away from head trauma. All right? Anybody away from that. But, you know, how do you play football without incurring those types of injuries? I don't know. And I don't think this world is ready for no football. You know? I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When it comes to kids and maybe not having them play, I got to tell you, I would probably err and tell the parents to err on the side of caution. I just don't think it's worth it, not from a medical standpoint. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Brazil declares emergency after 2,400 babies are born with brain damage, possibly due to a mosquito-borne virus. They are sounding the alarm, and they believe that thousands of infants are being affected by this. The pathogen is known as Zika. It was first discovered in forest monkeys in Africa about 70 years ago, and it is now the new West Nile virus, which is a virus that causes mild symptoms but could lead to serious neurological complications or even death. Now, Brazil's health ministry said on November 28th, that it had found the Zika virus in a baby with microcephaly, which means small brain, a rare condition in which infants are born, or small head, microcephaly, cephala is head, a rare condition in which infants are born with shrunken skulls. The child had died, and they found this during an autopsy. The virus was also found in the amniotic fluid of two mothers whose babies had the condition. They say this is an unprecedented situation, unprecedented in world scientific research, according to the ministry. Now, Brazil is investigating more than 2,400 suspected cases of microcephaly and 29 deaths of infants that occurred this year. Last year, the country saw only 147 cases of microcephaly. The situation is so overwhelming. And apparently, Pernambuco is one of the hardest hit states. They're even possibly suggesting that women may want to hold off on getting pregnant. These are newborns who are going to require special attention their entire lives. It is an emotional stress that just can't be imagined. We're talking about a generation of babies that is going to be affected. Now, until a few years ago, human infections with the virus were kind of unheard of. All right, then scientists can't explain why. Was it climate change? In 2007, it infected nearly three-quarters of Yap Island's 11,000 residents. In 2013, Zika showed up in Tahiti and other parts of French Polynesia and was responsible for making 28,000 people ill that they had to seek medical care. By May, it arrived in Brazil, and now tens of thousands have fallen ill. World Health Organization has been monitoring the spread of this virus closely, has issued an alert about the situation in Brazil. And we've seen Panama, Honduras, in the U.S. The CDC has found the virus in a few travelers returning from overseas, but says there have not come across any cases of people being infected by mosquitoes thus far in the country. Now, let me see here. The health ministry said it's sending truckloads of larvicide, which is supposed to treat 3,500 Olympic-sized swimming pools to northeastern and southeastern states that have been affected, and it would add 266,000 new community health agents to make house calls. So they say, how is it coming to America? Well, it's coming to America by travel and by sex. The Zika is spread by the AEDES mosquitoes. It's a flavivirus, and it's related to yellow fever, West Nile, chikungunya, and dengue. Now, the latest two hit the U.S., hit the U.S., they're painful, and it can kill people. Zika adds, I guess, an extra nasty punch because of the microcephaly, where now you get a birth defect. So even if you seem to overcome it, it could affect your child if you're pregnant. And then these babies have developmental disorders. So they're found in mosquitoes in the Zika forest in Uganda. Had been isolated in people in Nigeria in 1968. They should be able to test for this in the blood. All right. And let me see, what else do we have here? Colombia seeing a huge rise. And I'm reading this from the CDC. I apologize. And so, obviously, mosquitoes don't respect borders. They don't care. And they say it is spread by mosquitoes as well as sexual transmission. There are two reports of possible sexual transmission. The first report is intriguing. They said a malaria researcher returned to Colorado from a trip to collect mosquitoes in Senegal. Both he and his wife later became ill with Zika, although she did not join in his travel. So they assume that he then appeared to infect his wife. Noting patients 1 in 3 reporting having sexual intercourse, all right, in the days after patient one returned home, but before the onset of his clinical illness, though not proof of sexual transmission, given the hematospermia reported in these two cases. Hematospermia means blood in the sperm. Most infections are asymptomatic. You have no idea. Okay, apparently the illness occurs 3 to 12 days after the bite from an infected mosquito. Lasts 4 to 7 days. The symptoms of Zika are easily confused with dengue and chikungunya. Fever, rash, I probably mispronounced it, I apologize. You get fever, rash, joint pain, headache, like any other viral thing. You will sometimes get conjunctivitis or like a pink eye, apparently more with the Zika. And then they have seen a spike in Guillain-Barré, neurological condition that causes paralysis. They've seen that in Polynesia. Zika is supposed to be milder, but then again, not when it comes to affecting babies like they do. So, there is blood work, it's not, this is viral, so there's really no treatment except rest, fluids. Sometimes we use Tylenol or acetaminophen. We try to avoid NSAIDs, because if you have dengue fever, you could bleed more, and the anti-inflammatories like Motrin, etc., those could make you bleed more, so we usually tell you to use Tylenol. And then, of course, avoiding the mosquito. It's interesting because we're talking about the dead of winter. Yet remember, down there, it's summer. And so mosquito time for us is usually summertime, dusk and dawn when it's a little cooler and more moist, etc. Mosquitoes don't really seem to like the cold. But we have seen an invasion of these Aedes or AIDS mosquitoes, not to be mixed up with AIDS. Now, they say, though, that some of these, the Asian tiger mosquito can adapt to colder temperatures. So, and we're finding an increase in resistance to these mosquitoes. CDC has issued a travel warning to Zika for the countries in Latin America experiencing rapid spread. And then, of course, pregnant women, very, very important that they avoid bites. All right, so gave you guys a lot on the Zika virus. Again, to recap, very similar to West Nile. Most people don't seem to get affected, but we are seeing an epidemic of babies with microcephaly, small brains, neurological issues that could affect them for life. No treatment, but right now it's avoiding the mosquitoes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Flight attendant appears to be going viral after calming a crying baby mid-flight. Heather Gooch posted a photo to Facebook showing the patient, air hostess Anise, walking the aisle of Southwest flight with her baby boy. We so often hear about the negative things going on that I want to share the story. Heather and her husband were taking their 9-month-old son aboard a flight for the first time. This was on Southwest. They were flying from Fort Lauderdale to Islip, New York. Like many first-time parents, they weren't sure how the experience would go, and then the son started to get fussy. Anise stepped in, the flight attendant. At one point, she saw that he was looking for her and getting antsy, so she came and picked him up, walked him up and down the aisle while my husband and I ate our lunch. Heather hoped the flight attendant would see the post and know how grateful she was. According to BuzzFeed, Anise eventually saw the message, thank heaven for gratitude, saying she will never be upset over a crying baby. I got to tell you, that baby is good to allow somebody else to pick him up. Because I used to try to do that with my kids. My kids would yell and scream, so I'd be like just handing them to strangers. Here, you take him. He doesn't like me, go. And then the strangers, like, take them where? I'm like, I don't know, just away. And the baby would scream, like, all right, you can come back to mama. Yeah, don't yell. By the way, that was another trick I used to do, okay? A big mistake us new moms do is when the baby cries, you make a fuss, and you run. Well, one thing I did a little differently is when they would make a fuss, I'd put them down and I'd leave. And they learned very quickly. I mean, again, if they were just, fussing and just, doing it to be, a pain. Even though, yes, of course I ran whenever they were crying or whatever. But if they were doing that, okay, you're crying, I'm going to leave. Bye, see ya. And then I'd come over and go, are you done? I'd pick them up and they'd be done. Ah, all right, I'm going. And then they leave, they're flipping, and then you leave again. See? And I had a parent. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Birth control over the counter. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Attention veterans who served in the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines. Did you know each year over $1 billion in veteran benefits go unclaimed? That's almost $3 million a day veterans are missing out on. If you are a veteran, then you need to find out what you might be losing because your taxes funded your benefits. Benefits you might be missing out on because laws have changed. One veteran was awarded almost $500,000 in back pay and benefits and previously being denied 9 years earlier. Why? Because laws changed and he took the time to find out he qualified. If you are a veteran, you need to find out the benefits you might be owed. And thanks to a new free report, you can. Just visit realcashsecrets.com. But please, hurry and do it today because some benefits are not retroactive. Remember, the report is free. Just visit realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC, fix your radios, people. D-A-L-I. Whew. Yeah, I knew you were having radio issues. See, I can hear. Okay, I said D-A-L-I perfectly. All right, so pharmacists will be able to prescribe your birth control in Oregon and I believe also California. So women do not have to get a prescription from their doctor for common forms of birth control. And many other states are aiming to follow suit. Oregon Governor Kate Brown signed the law in July, allowing pharmacists to prescribe and dispense hormonal contraceptive patches and self-administer oral hormonal contraceptives to any woman who is at least 18 years old and to a girl under the age of 18 who has evidence of a previous prescription from a primary care practitioner or woman's health care practitioner. Under the law, pharmacists are forbidden from requiring patients to schedule appointments with them in order to get prescription for birth control. At the same time, pharmacists cannot write or dispense prescriptions for women who did not have evidence of a visit to a women's health provider within 3 years of the pharmacist's initial prescription for birth control. All right? Before they can prescribe patches and pills to women, pharmacists must finish a training program specifically focusing on birth control. And patients have to fill out a questionnaire before they could receive the prescription. This is coming from IBTimes.com. I know. California is expected to follow in Oregon's footsteps in March with similar rules. The legislatures in Colorado and Washington have also proposed allowing pharmacists in those states to prescribe birth control to women. They say although new laws smooth the path for women to access birth control, which is a vital preventive health measure, some fear that women get birth control through pharmacists rather than doctors, they'll skip other important care. Annual checkups or tests such as pap smears, screening for cervical cancer. On the flip side, there's concern that some pharmacists may refuse to fill prescriptions on moral grounds. And some reports have surfaced in at least 25 states, according to National Women's Law Center. We shouldn't be holding women hostage for them to get their birth control. This is according to Dr. Allison Edelman, an obstetrician gynecologist at Oregon Health and Science University. Even if they got their birth control directly from the pharmacy, women still had to be sure to see their doctor for regular screenings, adding, it is still incredibly important to get preventative health care. So this is something that, as you see, it's an ongoing discussion. Okay, first, God bless the pharmacists out there. Can I just say that? Okay. You guys deal with patients even more often than us doctors. In fact, I think you even spend more time than a lot of doctors do with the patients. So I'm a huge fan of our pharmacists out there. Huge fan. Okay? However, and no insult intended by this. Take no offense to this, but I'm sure you guys could agree. I don't think this course they're offering on birth control is adequate in terms of equating that to the obstetric and gynecology information that we have to learn. Okay, now mind you, to prescribe birth control, there are some basic checklists that a lot of us follow, which have been followed by mid-levels and, you know, non-medical doctors for a while, and it's been working fine. And so I don't want there to be this misconception that as long as somebody takes a course, not that the pharmacist would ever purport that, but the general public could assume, look, you just take a course, all right, well then when are they going to be able to treat my diabetes, which by the way some are, or when are they going to be able to just, you know, look at my skin and tell me if I have, you know, pre-melanoma. All right. I mean, one of the reasons why medical school is so tedious in so many years is because of all the nooks and crannies. And by the way, even when we graduate, there's no way we don't know everything. We're still learning. I'm still learning. There is so much to be learned. Okay. Where I get concerned, about birth control. Well, before I get to the negative, let's talk about the positive. Okay. I think it is ridiculous that if you need a medication, and now with the way Obamacare is and the Affordable Health Care Act and all the high deductibles and the high copays, it makes it very difficult for you to go to a doctor and get your medicine. And so it makes sense to have a system where you don't have to wait and pay to see a doctor. You can just access your medicine. You want a pain reliever, you can go and get a Tylenol. You want birth control, you can go and get birth control. Okay? The problem I see, though, are the lawsuits will not go away. If you take birth control and you get a clot, a blood clot or a pulmonary embolism. And we had a patient whose gynecologist gave her birth control, and she one weekend went to the ER and never came out because she had multiple pulmonary emboli. That birth control killed her. Apparently she had, it was a low rate, not even a high dose birth control, and she had some underlying condition that caused her to coagulate. Now, one thing I have advocated is any woman about to go on birth control to get these hypercoagulability panels done to see if they're prone to blood clots. But nobody listens because it's very expensive. But I would suggest, because major risk factors with birth control, there's a lot of risk factors that can happen. You could have abnormal bleeding. You could have a false sense of security and get pregnant. You could get the risk of getting an STD if you don't wear condoms from false sense of security. Blood clots are huge. You could get liver tumors. If you have damaged liver, that could be an issue. If you have high blood pressure issues, you have to avoid some birth control. So there's, and then if you smoke, you should not be on estrogen-containing birth control by any means, because that could put you at risk for a clot. So having seen young women die as a result of birth control, I'm assuming that the class that the pharmacists take would, you know, guard for that and there'd be consents, but I'm dying to see who gets dragged into the courtroom. Now, if the primary doctor does not get sued, I think a lot of doctors are going to say, fine, go have at it. Go buy whatever the hell you want over the counter. But if their license is going to be on the line and your visit to their office within 3 years is going to keep that doctor on the hook, then you're going to have a lot of doctors not excited about you taking that. And so I think I foresee a lot of disclaimers and disclosures and legal paperwork that patients are going to have to sign keeping their doctor off the hook. You know, there's a lot of doctors out there that don't prescribe birth control, not so much for moral reasons, but I'm hearing for liability issues. This way, if the patient does get cervical cancer and doesn't come in for the regular PAPs, or they do get a blood clot or they do have high blood pressure, that doctor doesn't get in trouble because he's not the one writing the birth control anymore. So, in a way, we're going to have medications over the counter. We're going to have medications over the counter because doctors aren't going to want to be responsible if patients are not making regular checkups. A visit every 3 years is not enough. It's not appropriate, especially when you're screening for sexual abuse, especially when you're screening for STDs, when you're screening for depression, mood swings, side effects, blood pressure issues. All right, and these are things that need to be looked for in a young, sexually active woman. But they say, nah, every 3 years is fine. Well, not on my license and not on a lot of doctors' licenses. And God bless the pharmacists for putting their necks on the line because now they're the ones that can. Now, I don't know if pharmacists have the same sort of fancy malpractice insurance that the doctors do, where you have the 1 million, 3 million limits, etc. But it'll be very interesting to see what ends up happening. But it's one of those things where if I were you or if I had a daughter, I would make sure that they were screened to see if they were prone to having blood clots. And there are blood tests. It's not 100%, but it's something they could do. It's expensive. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.